理课堂听 class.com。
Mr. Poe hung up the phone and made a mark on one of the papers on his desk. That was a 19th cousin of yours, Mr. Poe said, and a last hope of mine. I thought I could persuade him to take you in just for a couple of months, but he refused. Can't say I blame him. I'm concerned that your reputation as troublemakers is even ruining the reputation of my bank. But we're not troublemakers, Klaus said. Count Olaf is the troublemaker. Mr. Poe took the newspaper from the children and looked at it carefully. Well, I'm sure the story in the Daily Punctilio will help the authorities finally capture Olaf, and then your relatives will be less skittish. But the story is full of mistakes, Violet said. The authorities won't even know his real name. The newspaper calls him Omar. The story was a disappointment to me, too, Mr. Poe said. The journalist said that the paper would put a photograph of me next to the article with a caption about my promotion. I had my hair cut for it especially. It would have made my wife and sons very proud to see my name in the papers, so I understand why you're disappointed that the article is about the Quagmire twins instead of being about you. We don't care about having our names in the papers, Klaus said. And besides, the Quagmires are triplets, not twins. The death of their brother changes their birth identity, Mr. Poe explained sternly. But I don't have time to talk about this. We need to find... Another one of his phones rang, and Mr. Poe excused himself again. Poe here, he said into the receiver. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. I don't care. Goodbye. He hung up the phone and coughed into his white handkerchief before wiping his mouth and turning once more to the children. Well, that phone call solved all of your problems, he said simply. The Baudelaires looked at one another. Had Count Olaf been arrested? Had the Quagmires been saved? Had someone invented a way to go back in time and rescue their parents from the terrible fire? How could all of their problems have been solved with one phone call to a banker?
Klin?
Sonny asked. Mr. Poe smiled. Have you ever heard the aphorism, he said, it takes a village to raise a child? The children looked at one another again, a little less hopefully this time. The quoting of an aphorism, like the angry barking of a dog or the smell of overcooked broccoli, rarely indicates that something helpful is about to happen. An aphorism is merely a small group of words arranged in a certain order because they sound good that way, but oftentimes people tend to say them as if they were saying something very mysterious and wise. I know it probably sounds mysterious to you, Mr. Poe continued, but the aphorism is actually very wise. It takes a village to raise a child means that the responsibility for taking care of youngsters belongs to everyone in the community. I think I read something about this aphorism in a book about the Mabuti pygmies, Klaus said. Are you sending us to live in Africa? Don't be silly, Mr. Poe said, as if the millions of people who lived in Africa were all ridiculous. That was the city government on the telephone. A number of... A number of villages just outside the city have signed up for a new guardian program based on the aphorism, it takes a village to raise a child. Orphans are sent to these villages, and everyone who lives there raises them together. Normally, I approve of more traditional family structures, but this is really quite convenient, and your parents' will instructs that you be raised in the most convenient way possible.